الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Sayings of Amir Ahlus Sunnah Supplication of the Khalifa of Amir Ahlus Sunnah O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to the booklet Sayings of Amir Ahlus Sunnah Grant them the ability to understand and act upon these sayings. Make their physical and spiritual states righteous and grant them and their parents forgiveness without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Virtue of sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu anhu narrates, Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went outside and I followed him. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam entered a garden and prostrated for so long that I feared that Allah might have taken his blessed soul. Therefore, I went closer and looked carefully. When he raised his head, he asked, O Abdul Rahman, what happened? I expressed my concern, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Jibreel said to me, Does it not please you that Allah says, Whoever sends salat upon you, I will send mercy upon him, and whoever sends salam upon you, I will send peace upon him. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. 28 Madni Pearls from the book Kufriya Kalimat ke bare mein sawal jawab. Number 1. The one who leaves this world with their faith intact is truly successful. And the one who attains paradise is the one who achieves their goal. Number 2. Everyone should fear that they may say or do something that Allah forbid destroys their faith and causes all their deeds to be wasted. Number 3. Regarding matters of religion, one should only speak about that which is known with certainty. Engaging in excessive speculation in matters of faith is extremely dangerous, as a slight slip can sometimes cause a person to fall into the deep abyss of disbelief. Number 4. People who make this world their everything forget death and break ties with the righteous are generally unrestrained. Number 5. A person in distress should be pleased with the will of Allah. They should console themselves by saying, The hardships endured by the martyrs and prisoners of Karbala radiallahu anhum were certainly millions of times greater than the troubles I face. Yet they bore them happily and patiently, thereby becoming deserving of paradise. I must ensure that I do not lose the blessings of the hereafter by being impatient. Number 6. One should remain patient during hardships in order to earn reward, because calamities and trials serve as an expiation for sins and a means of raising one's ranks. Number 7. An amrad is like fire. Despite the lack of desire, being close to an amrad, befriending him, putting an arm around him, joking with him, wrestling, pulling one another, or embracing him may lead to a person to hell. Safety lies in staying away from an amrad. Number 8. Worldly calamities and hardships are often a tremendous blessing for a Muslim. Number 9. One should be afraid when receiving an abundance of cars, buildings, wealth, good health and other blessings, for fear that they are the reward for one's good deeds in this world. Conversely, one should be patient and forbearing when facing poverty, hardships, illness and various afflictions, as they may be a sign of comfort in the hereafter. We ask Allah Almighty for the best in both worlds. Number 10. A person who objects to Allah Almighty due to hardships and thereby consigns themselves to hell forever is very unfortunate. Number 11. It is not appropriate to express one's distress without a genuine need. Number 12. It is not only the Prophets alayhimus salatu was salam, the companions and the tabi'un radiyallahu anhum, and the saints rahimahumullah who are tested. Ordinary Muslims are also tested, and they earn immense reward through their patience. Number 13. It is essential to avoid disrespecting the dignity and greatness of Islamic scholars. Number 14. One must exercise great restraint over the heart and tongue regarding Islamic rulings, for even a slight slip may cause one to remain in hell forever. Number 15. If zakat becomes obligatory due to the wealth given by Allah, it should be paid wholeheartedly, for it brings countless benefits in this world and the hereafter. Number 16. Where there is wealth and riches, thieves come, and where there is complete faith, the thief of faith, Satan, comes. Number 17. Bad company brings harmful effects. Number 18. Excessive love for the world, the obsession with earning wealth without caring for what is lawful or forbidden, and the harmful effects of committing many sins can sometimes remove the value of religion and faith from the heart. This can ultimately lead to dying in a state of disbelief and being cast into the blazing fire of hell forever. Number 19. Allah Almighty is Ghaffar, i.e. the most forgiving. When He decides to forgive, He forgives even the greatest sinner without accountability. And when He does hold someone accountable, He may punish them even for a seemingly minor sin. Therefore, one must never, ever despair of the mercy of Allah Almighty, nor should one remain fearless of His hidden plan. Number 20. Only the person whose beloved child suddenly passes away can understand such grief. However, wailing and screaming will not bring the child back. One should be patient. Number 21. Whoever values the protection of their faith should not go near recordings of funny jokes, films, dramas, songs, romantic and spy novels, digests, stories promoting love and lust, and un-Islamic writings in newspapers and similar materials. Number 22. Every Islamic brother should adopt good company and only study the articles and books of the scholars of Ahlus Sunnah. Number 23. Those who talk excessively are unserious and have a habit of joking, face a significant risk of uttering words of disbelief along with useless speech. May Allah Almighty grant us the blessing of seriousness and speaking little. Number 24. Every action should be performed with good intentions, solely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Number 25. One should speak to everyone according to their level of understanding, as profound matters may confuse them or lead them astray. Number 26. It is necessary to use the tongue very carefully, for when it moves like a pair of scissors, it does not take long before words of disbelief are uttered. Number 27. Whilst defending against the attacks of Satan, we should always be connected to practicing scholars so that our religious knowledge continues to increase. Otherwise, Satan may succeed in snatching away our faith. Number 28. Visiting the Rabbani scholars can be a means of gaining the ability to repent and protect one's faith. 4 Madani pearls from the book Madni treasure of blessings. Number one, to bring blessings into our righteous and lawful works, we must first recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Number two, a supplication is never wasted. Even if its effects are not seen in this world, its reward will be granted in the hereafter. Therefore, it is not appropriate to be lazy in supplicating. Number three, besides obligatory fasts, one should develop the habit of observing voluntary fasts, as they bring countless religious and worldly benefits. Number four, those whose parents or either one of them have passed away should not be negligent towards them. They should continue visiting their graves and convey reward to them. 15 Madni pearls from the book Backbiting. Number one, refrain from backbiting and sinful speech, and engage in the remembrance of Allah Almighty and the naats of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam instead. Use your tongue to send an abundance of salat upon the Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and recite the Holy Quran frequently to earn vast treasures of reward. Number two, one of the destructive consequences of backbiting is that due to its harmful effects, the light of worship departs. Number three, everyone, whether from the general public or the elite, should live cautiously and even avoid those permissible actions that may open the door to backbiting. Number four, avoid expressing happiness at the suffering of a fellow Muslim. Number five, when a Muslim repents for a sin, they should not be shamed for that sin anymore. Number six, the habit of useless chatter leaves a person humiliated and facing severe hardship. Number seven, Mu'adh Allah, insulting the companions radiallahu anhum is a sin, a very grave sin, categorically haram, i.e. forbidden, and an act that leads to hell. Number eight, although the tongue is a small piece of flesh, it is a magnificent blessing from Allah Almighty. Perhaps only those who are unable to speak truly understand the value of this blessing. Number nine, the correct use of the tongue can lead one to paradise, whilst its misuse can lead them to hell. Number ten, joining pious people in supplication is a great blessing. Number 11. Do not hastily form a negative opinion about another Muslim, for who knows what their rank is in the court of Allah Almighty. Number 12. One should always earn, consume, and provide lawful sustenance. Number 13. Personal preaching in inviting others towards righteousness is the life of religious work. Number 14. Friendliness and good manners are the spirit of personal preaching. Number 15. Anyone engaged in personal preaching should carefully assess the mindset and temperament of the person they are addressing. 7 Madni pearls from the book Parde ke bare mein sawal jawab. Number 1. A husband is, in a sense, a guardian over his wife, a father over his children, and every person over those under their care. And every guardian will be questioned about those under their responsibility on the day of resurrection. Number 2. The greatest and most dangerous weapon Satan uses to lead men astray is women. Number 3. Husbands and wives should live together with love and understanding. Both should be mindful of each other's rights and fulfill them. Number 4. Islamic veiling is not an obstacle to the progress of Muslims, rather abandoning it is the real obstacle. Number 5. Islamic veiling should not be abandoned, for observing it is a pious deed, whilst abandoning it is a severe sin. Number 6. Asking a person of a lower rank to pray for one's self is the practice of the prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam and the pious predecessors rahimahumullah. Number 7. Supplications made with a sincere heart are accepted, pleas are heard, and needs are fulfilled through the grace of Allah Almighty and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. 3 Madani pearls from the book Laws of Salah. Number 1. We should act upon the sunnah solely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, not to gain their medical benefits. Number 2. Rather than focusing on unnecessary improvements to their homes, such as excessive decoration, Muslims should focus on the betterment of the hereafter. Number 3. A Muslim who does not learn to read the Holy Quran correctly is very unfortunate. 13 Madani pearls from the book Fezane Namaz. Number 1. Whenever a calamity or hardship occurs, or you are faced with a difficult situation, one should immediately seek help through prayer. Number 2. Allah Almighty removes calamities and punishments from people because of His pious servants. Number 3. If possible, one should pray in different places. Every place where one prays, remembers Allah Almighty and sends salat will bear witness on the Day of Judgment. Number 4. Indeed, prayer is a magnificent act of worship. Only the truly unfortunate are deprived of its blessings. Number 5. One should hide their good deeds as much as possible. Do not unnecessarily publicize voluntary fasts, prayers, Hajj, Umrah, charity or religious services. Number 6. Whenever you receive good news, perform 2 rak'ahs of gratitude or perform a prostration of gratitude. Number 7. Prayer should be performed with calmness and tranquility so that it may be accepted. Number 8. If you wish to pray with humility and devotion, first, abstain from sins. Number 9. To develop humility in prayer, remove whatever you can that distracts you during the prayer. Number 10. Excessive laughter is an inappropriate act that leads to negligence and spiritually kills the heart. Number 11. The desolation of the cemetery reminds us that all worldly comforts and forms of ease will ultimately come to an end. Number 12. Others benefit from the piety, company and supplications of Allah's pious servants. Number 13. Indeed, paradise is a great blessing of Allah Almighty. We should all desire it, worship abundantly in seeking it, and have great hope of entering Jannatul Firdaus through the intercession of the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. 16 Madani pearls from the book 12 Discourses of Attar, Volume 1. Number 1. Whoever becomes attached to worldly blessings falls into heedlessness. Number 2. Negligence distances a person from Allah Almighty. Number 3. There is a test in every worldly comfort. Number 4. Whoever receives worldly wealth along with the passion to spend it in the way of Allah Almighty is fortunate. Number 5. Love for wealth and riches pushes a person into a deep pit of humiliation and disgrace. Number 6. A wise person is the one who prepares for death before it arrives by accumulating good deeds. Number 7. The solution to the worries of this world and the hereafter lies in obedience to Allah Almighty and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 8. Every action of a Muslim should be performed for the pleasure of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 9. Always be diligent in performing the prayers in congregation and never be negligent in this regard. Number 10. No one should be proud of their knowledge or worship. Number 11. Do not be negligent in praying for the protection of your faith. Number 12. One should pledge spiritual allegiance, I bear, to a sheikh who meets all conditions and seek refuge in his constant supplications. Number 13. Love and connection to the companions radiyallahu anhum and the saints rahmahumullah can protect one from the punishment of the grave. Number 14. Wealth can buy medicine, but it cannot buy healing. Number 15. It is not wise to consider worldly wealth as one's everything. Number 16. Never become so occupied in seeking halal sustenance that you become negligent of your prayers. 21 Madani Pearls from the book 12 Discourses of Attar, Volume 2. Number 1. Those fortunate people whose parents are alive should kiss their hands and feet at least once a day. Number 2. Never raise your voice above the voice of your mother or father. Number 3. The rights of parents are many. It is not possible to be free of these obligations. Number 4. The person who keeps their parents happy is very fortunate. Number 5. Everyone should treat their neighbors well and not reduce their respect without a shari reason. Number 6. Respecting Muslims requires that the rights of every Muslim are fulfilled in every situation. Number 7. When a person does not consider himself important, he does not grieve if no one asks about him. Number 8. A Muslim protects and sympathizes with other Muslims. Number 9. Fighting and quarreling are not the ways of a Muslim. Number 10. The more people are connected with someone, the greater the possibility of violating people's rights. Number 11. With the intention of comforting Muslims, speak kindly to the youth and respectfully to elders. Number 12. Whilst talking, and in fact any situation, do not laugh loudly. For the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam never laughed loudly. Number 13. One should always speak according to the capacity and temperament of the listener. Number 14. Always avoid foul language and indecent speech. Number 15. Environment and upbringing play a significant role in the development of modesty. Number 16. The more modesty a person has, the better it is. Number 17. A modest person is always respectful. Number 18. Modest women do not abandon Islamic veiling regardless of the circumstances. Number 19. The reality is that a person's appearance is a reflection of their heart. Number 20. The greater the difficulty one faces in observing Islamic veiling, the more reward one will receive. Insha'Allah. Number 21. For an honorable and modest woman, her chastity is the most precious thing. 15 Madani Pearls from the book 12 Discourses of Attar, Volume 3. Number 1. The moments of our lives are like priceless diamonds. If we waste them, nothing remains but regret and remorse. Number 2. Whatever day of life Allah Almighty grants us should be regarded as a precious opportunity, and we should perform as many good deeds as possible. Number 3. Whether we realize it or not, the truth is that we are rapidly moving towards the inevitable destination of death. Number 4. The successful and wise person is the one who remembers their own death upon seeing others die and prepares for the grave and the hereafter. Number 5. No pious deed should be abandoned because it seems insignificant. Perhaps that seemingly small deed may be accepted in the merciful court of Allah Almighty. Number 6. Those who enjoy eating delicious food should not forget the terrible food of hell. Number 7. When visiting someone ill or distressed, show sympathy and concern on your face. Number 8. Express sympathy to the family of the patient and offer whatever assistance you can. Number 9. Visit the patient, ask about their health, and pray for their recovery and well-being. Number 10. Ask the patient to pray for you, as the prayer of a sick person is not rejected. Number 11. Wealth can find you friends, but it cannot buy loyalty. Number 12. Wealth can be a cause of destruction, but it cannot prevent death. Number 13. Wealth may bring fame, but it cannot bring honor. Number 14. Considering oneself capable is the greatest proof of one's incapability. Number 15. Whoever considers themselves safe from Satan should realize that Satan has already succeeded over them. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.